You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Two people are dead after what police at UW-Platteville are calling an isolated incident on Monday. The Platteville Police Department said early in their investigation they found there was no danger to the public. The campus was put on lockdown for about an hour and a half, and people were asked to avoid a dorm area. Police didn't release much information at all at a press conference last night, but hours later, they released the following. Two 22-year-old students, Kelsey Martin of Beloit and Hallie Helms of Baraboo, had died in the incident at Wilgus Hall, a dorm on the UW-Platteville campus. Finals are canceled this week, and the campus will stay open so students and staff can access mental health resources. The average home in Madison is now worth close to $500,000. That's according to a new report from the city assessor's office. Home prices skyrocketed through the pandemic, and now that trend is slowing down. So prices are still going up, but at a more sustainable rate. In 2020, the average single-family home within city limits was valued at $315,000. Now it's $481,000. There were two times back-to-back during the pandemic where values rose more than 12% in just 1 year. But from 2023 to 2024, they only rose about 5%. That puts property value increases closer to pre-pandemic growth. And on top of that, the number of houses sold is also dropping. About 2,200 single-family homes were sold in Madison last year. That's about half the number of homes that were sold in 2022. This could all signal a return to more modest growth for the city of Madison. Overall, though, there was a record $1 billion in new development last year. Now, the housing shortage has been a huge problem in Madison and Dane County. So let's look at their progress building new housing so far this year. 521 units have been completed since January 1st. City staff say now that the weather is getting warmer, that should pick up the pace for builders. 4,200 units are currently under construction. And when it comes to housing that's considered affordable, about 90 units have been added so far in 2025, and more than 900 are currently being built. The city of Madison is expecting to have 18,000 more residents just in the next 5 years. So the goal is to add 15,000 new homes by 2030, and at least a quarter of them should have the long-term affordability designation. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that would keep Thermo Fisher Scientific in Dane County. The company employs 1,800 people in Middleton and was being lured by other states. Lawmakers crafted a plan to give Thermo Fisher extra tax incentives that passed with bipartisan support. The company is also planning on expanding, which should create an additional 350 jobs. And Wisconsin is number one for Drug Take-Back Day this spring. According to Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, the state collected more than 56,000 pounds of unwanted medication. That's more than any other state this year. In the 15 years of the program, Wisconsin has collected about 1.37 million pounds of medication. That's third place behind Texas and California. Drug Take-Back Day happens twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. Getting rid of drugs that are old or no longer needed can help prevent accidents and substance misuse. You can visit the DHS website to find year-round drug collection sites. There are more than 500 of them across the Badger State. You can find more Wisconsin stories on our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanje, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanje with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The early summer box office is not waiting for Tom Cruise and the new Mission Impossible to make some scratch. The final installment, Bloodlines, was well-received, and that seemed to translate to box office numbers as the film pulled in $51 million at the gate domestically and topped $100 million worldwide. Despite its big ticket sales, it did cost $50 million to make, which is high for a horror film. Coming in second place was the Marvel film Thunderbolts, which pulled in just over $16 million at the box office in its third weekend. And right behind that was Ryan Coogler, Sinners, which has shown incredible legs, pulling in almost $16 million in its fifth week of release. Coming in fourth place was the Minecraft movie, and The Accountant 2 finished out the top five. And there's a pretty big film that opens in just 3 days, folks. Can you guess what it is? Mission Impossible opens in just 3 days and already has pulled in $12 million prior to its domestic release. Tom Cruise is on a press tour receiving standing ovations, and the latest is in New York, where Cruise addressed the crowd at the premiere. Cruise said it was director Christopher McQuarrie's idea 7 years ago to shoot Dead Reckoning Part 1 and the current Final Reckoning at the same time. He told the crowd it was an honor and a privilege to be part of the franchise. The film had its worldwide premiere at Cannes last week and also received a 5-minute standing ovation. It opens this Friday, May 23rd. More news out of the Cannes Film Festival, where fans of Wes Anderson will be thrilled to learn that he received almost an 8-minute standing ovation after the premiere of his film, The Phoenician Scheme. The film has an impressive ensemble cast, which includes Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe and Benicio Del Toro in the lead. It's reviewing well and opens June 6th in the U.S. Foo Fighters fans might already have heard this, but drummer Josh Fries is out. The band informed Fries they were going in a different direction. The website Pubity.com says Fries was hired after the tragic death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins in 2022. Fries toured with the band, but did not stick around long enough to be part of a studio album. The former Guns N' Roses drummer took to social media to tell his fans that the band called him and said they were going in a different direction with no reason given. Probably a tough gig, given that the leader of the band, Dave Grohl, is one of the best in the biz. There's officially a new Milhouse. Pamela Hayden, the original voice of Bart Simpson's nerdy best friend, retired last year after 35 seasons as the voice of Milhouse. According to Entertainment Weekly, the new Milhouse is 90s band Private Life singer Kelly MacLeod. She appeared as the voice of Milhouse for the first time in last Sunday's season finale. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. The wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.